All right, we're back. You're listening to Jewish Community Radio, and we're going to go right to the celebrity hotline where we have someone waiting very patiently, and our listeners are waiting very patiently to hear from him. Good morning, Avremel.
Good morning. Good morning, Tzvi. Good morning, Cleveland.
Good morning. It's been 2 years since we had you on the airwaves in Cleveland. Is that right?
I don't know. That's too long.
It's too long. Definitely too long. That was the last time you were here. For the concert that people are still talking about in Cleveland.
Oh, that was a wonderful show, Baruch Hashem.
Yes, and we, Mirtz Hashem, plan to have you back in the near future.
That sounds good.
But in the meantime, we are just, last week we spotlighted the album that I've been very excited to hear and been listening to it ever since it arrived in my mailbox. And this way or that way, it's a great album.
I'll take it either way.
Right, right. But, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, this album. When you first listen to it, it's different in a good sense. There's a lot of different kind of nigunim, different genres, if you will. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit how this all came together as far as the different compositions. You yourself have more than two on here that you've composed. So. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, it's been a while since my last album. I think the last one was Avinu Malkeinu, and then before that, Yochid V'Rabim, my fellow Jew.
Right.
It was a long break. It was a long break. For whatever reason, it was a long break. And I don't know, I figured, you know what? I'm not going to go too crazy and do real crazy stuff, because that's not what I do.
Right.
But let's try to get people's attention in a good way after the long break. And I was just thinking, what can we do? So my first decision was, let's try to give each song a different color. Let's try to have a nice variation on this album. It shouldn't be the same sounding songs, each one after the other. There are 13 tracks on this CD, so it was a challenge to try to just keep it fresh with every song, a different feel. And you're right. In the beginning, people didn't really get it. Like, they thought it was too much of a mishmash. The number two song was very Middle Eastern, and then they didn't. Benkach or Benkach is a shuffle feel. You know, they weren't sure what I was giving them. But Baruch Hashem, now that it's 6 weeks later or so, people are telling me, how are you going to top this one? It's just a wonderful listening experience. It's uplifting. It has all good messages. It has great arrangements, great choir, and what can I say? Baruch Hashem, I'm back.
Well, good things are worth waiting for, and I think that's what this album represents.
Well, you're very kind. I appreciate that.
I mean, definitely hear the listeners, because I know when I first was previewing it, I'm like, I listen to Benkach, and I go, oh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you go through it once, you definitely have to hear it a few times, and then all of a sudden you become, get attached to the different songs. I'll tell you, for slow songs, you know, it's always a challenge, and tell me if that's correct. I mean, you know, fast song, you know, it's fast, so, you know, it has more of a chance to stick, but I always judge albums by if I'm going to come away singing that slow song, either at the Shabbos table or, you know, somewhere else, and the Menorah song is probably my favorite.
Hey, see, I see that you really gave it a shot. You listened to it.
You know, I've been in Jewish music ever since we've been Landsman.
Well, that's you know, I'm impressed. I
don't know if I told you my story when your first album came out, No Jew Will Be Left Behind. Mm-hmm. Living on Montgomery and Kingston, I still remember this clearly. Putting the album, you know, the tape, then it wasn't CD, the tape in a one of those, remember those tape recorders that had the five black buttons, you know?
Yep.
And I had eight double D batteries or D batteries, right? That went into the back. And
those huge ones.
Right, the D batteries. And that tape recorder went into my big mitzvah tank that I had at home. And I would drive all around my house, or push it all around my house, blaring Kel HaDos.
Wow. that was only 26 years ago, see? Just yesterday.
I know. Thank you, thank you.
Just yesterday.
There went my age.
That's it.
But, you know, ever since the first album, I mean, you know, that's the slow, obviously the fast songs are the hits, the chasnas, things
right,
like that, but
right.
Menorah is my favorite, and of course, Loyavoy by our good friend Yossi Green,
yeah.
never ceases to amaze us in
yeah,
his compositions.
Yeah. That's I see you've got a down pat. Actually, the biggest chiddush on the CD is also the video clip of Father Don't Cry.
Right,
so those,
right.
You know, we decided let's maybe put a video on so people could also see and have a music video.
I have to be honest that I'm so busy listening to the album that I didn't see it yet.
And are you serious?
Yeah,
you got to see it.
Right, people who see me, you know, after the show, you know, oh, you played the Run Free City. Did you see the video? I said, you know what? It's actually stuck in a good way in my CD player in my car, so I haven't put it in the computer yet. But I heard it's a beautiful video, and we will listen to it. And Father Don't Cry is another English song that, you know, just comes at you. It's... And now I'm just drawing a blank of the other song that one of my family members...
It'll come back to you. But so you know what's amazing is the reaction to Father Don't Cry by young children. People, mm-hmm. parents are telling me that their five-year-olds, their six-year-olds, are singing Father Don't Cry word for word, which is very unusual
right,
for a ballad, a slow, a long English song to be sung by young kids. But,
right.
Getting an amazing reaction. The kids are responding to it, so I guess that's a great sign.
Oh, I know. It just came back. You're right. Mm. Don't Hide From Me.
Yeah.
Also was a very powerful song, and I think, can I put them in the same kind of song, if you will, when you sit down to compose something like that, a very powerful message?
Yeah, well, look, you know, it's no secret that most of my songs are probably Mashiach songs and Geula songs.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's a way of davening. It's a way of asking Hashem again and again for the one thing that we're all waiting for. And as long as it doesn't come, I think we have to keep knocking on the door.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Actually, I always say, Mashiach better come fast because I'm running out of ideas. that's why, actually, there's a song on the album called New, New, New.
New, 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 right.
I'm running out of titles.
Right. You know? I saw that. All right, we're going to take a quick break and finish up this song, and then we'll be back. We're back live on the air with Avram Fried talking about his new album, Ben Kach or Ben Kach, This Way or That Away. Tell us a little bit about the track song. We talked a little bit about it, but coming up with that title and that song, it's, you know, you wrote the lyrics for it.
Right.
And, you know, what inspired this song?
Actually, I was learning a Hasidic mimer of the Rebbe, and he brings down this medrash where there's this discussion whether, you know, what does it take chalila for what can a yid do to lose the title of being Hashem's children? And the bottom line is, there's nothing he can do. Ben kach or ben kach, this way or that way, no matter how, what level he's in, he's on, or his level of service to Hashem, doesn't matter. Ben kach or ben kach, this way or that way, either way, Hashem says, Bonai Heim, they are my children, which I thought was a very powerful, uplifting message, especially in this day and age. It's the same idea, no Jew will be left behind. It's just when it gets down to the, you know, when you come down to it, a Yid is a Yid, and no Jew will be left behind, and this way or that way, Hashem loves his children. You know, Bonahim. So, when I saw this medrash, I decided, you know, this is a good lyric for a song. And then I called my nephew in California, who's very musical, and he helped me.
Who is that?
Ben C. Marcus.
Ben C. Marcus, okay.
He's got the credit on the album there.
Right, I'm looking at it.
Right.
Okay.
And we sort of, online, on the telephone, online, we worked together, and we finished up the song, and we figured to give it a little fresh sound. We never used a shuffle feel before, and that's how it came together. I took a pasuk from Ahavti Eschem Amar Hashem, which is from one pasuk in Tanakh, and then Bonim Atem Hashem, which is another pasuk in Chumash, and then put in the chorus of Ben Kach or Ben Kach Bonahim, and the third part being also part of the Medrash, that Hashem says, La'achlifam, to exchange them, the umma acheres, for a different nation, is e'efshar. It's impossible. It's not possible. So I thought this was a great message, and people are responding to the song in a very positive way. It's just a very uplifting message.
Right, and it reinforces that Hashem's our Father, and no matter what, we are His children. And
no matter what.
And that's the basis of most of the songs and the message that.
Right. On the other hand, when Hashem says "Ben kach ben kach banayim," doesn't mean that we can be this way or that way. We should be the best we can be.
Right, right.
But it's just His love that lets us, always gives us a chance to come home and to return.
Right. The message is, if even if you're not 100%, and you think, well, it maybe doesn't pay anymore.
Right.
Definitely, that's not true, as
right.
we know.
We have to do what we have to do, and Hashem will be there for us either way.
Right, right. Definitely a good message.
Mm-hmm.
Another song before we wrap up here, Shetita.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, ballad, beat, or whatever, it's something different, the way it starts.
Right.
And how did that come around?
Shetita was composed by a fellow in Israel. You see, with Shetita, I had no input whatsoever. I got a fartika song. He sent me a finished song. The only thing I did was he sent it to me with one particular rhythm, and I changed it into a hora.
Uh-huh.
What grabbed me was I just loved the word Shetita.
Right,
everyone thinks it means to drink. to drink. Someone told me over.
It depends how you spell it.
How you spell it, that's good.
If you don't see the lyric.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Someone told me that over Simchas Torah in Shul, he kept asking everyone, Shetita? But the truth is, it means, may you implant.
Right.
May you implant in us your love and fear, to love you and to fear you. So that's a good mood song. It puts you in a good mood.
Yes, yes.
Shetita.
Yes, it does. All right, and interesting on this album, like you mentioned, being that it was a couple of years since the last album, you were able to put together pretty much the best of the best of the composers that are out there. Is that right?
Well, Jesse Green has several, and for some, again, I don't know why, but over the last year and a half or so, some wonderful hooks and tunes have come to me. So I have a few songs on this album, complete songs, and there are songs that I helped compose, I helped finish.
Right.
So that was a nice gift from above. Actually, Menorah is a song that I wrote. And so Baruch Hashem, maybe that gives me a little more confidence that I can write some songs too.
Absolutely. I was going to tell you that. I mean, between New,
right.
that you compose, which is a great, catchy, fast tune, as well as Menorah and a few other ones that you help compose. Definitely, stay on that piano, right?
Hey,
do you play piano?
Yeah.
You play piano, stay on it, and it's a great way to add to an album, and that way, you're not totally reliant on everybody else.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
But, this is a good mix, again, of a lot, different composers, different sounds.
Arrangers.
Right, and coming together, it's definitely one of my favorite albums, that's for sure.
That's great. It's interesting. You probably know that being a Lubavitcher Chassid, being a Chabadnik, I'm not doing this for just entertainment, because entertainment, there are many entertainers.
Right.
Maybe even better entertainers than me.
I don't know about that.
Well, but the idea was 26 years ago when I decided to do No Jew Will Be Left Behind, was that music is a tool to reach people's neshamas, to reach people and to inspire them, to uplift them, to bring them good messages. And it was a challenge. It was a challenge to keep that in mind and bring people good text, good messages, but yet keep it fresh because, times, they are a-changing, and even the Torah never changes, but there's a younger audience out there and perhaps they want to hear more fresh, upbeat kind of stuff. And Baruch Hashem, I think it was a lot of Siyata Dishmaya that I was able to find interesting texts with good messages, like Ben Kach or Ben Kach, and like Menorah, and like Lo Yavoi, and like Father Don't Cry, which is based on a Gemara. Like I said, Baruch Hashem, people have come around, they've gotten it, and it just gives me a good feeling that people are still thirsty out there. They want to hear good music, but with a good message.
Absolutely. And like you said, it's challenging because the Olam right now is, you know, sometimes they're picky as far as, you know, what it sounds like. But definitely this album reaches to everybody. And, you know, this it's a great mix that has the variety. And we enjoy listening to it. And we look forward to the next album, see how you're going to top this one, like you said before.
Right.
And hopefully coming back to Cleveland.
That would be nice.
Hashem.
I have good memories of being there.
Yeah, no, it was an amazing concert. And for those of you who, I can't imagine anyone out there who has not seen Avram Fried in concert, but for those who have not, you got to see him. I mean, you got to see him. And I just told Freddie, Freddie's going to be interviewing Dudu Fischer this coming Friday, and I noticed you're going to be highlighting a concert with Ohel. With
him. I was going to say, if you want to come for a concert, come down to New York, November 12th.
Right.
Hashem, yeah.
Very good. So keep up the great work.
Amazing.
It's great that you know, we both grew up and born in the same area. So.
The same Daladamas.
Exactly.
So keep hatzlacha to you and keep up the good work, and may you announce over the airwaves that wonderful big day has finally arrived.
Amen.
Should be zeicha b'karav.
Zeit matzliach und bringt Mashiach.
Amen. Thank you.